The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We've escaped the confines of our studio in the beautiful Lansdowne Kenmare. We are here as part of News Talk summer tour if you're just joining us. And John Brennan, local hotelier, was with me a little bit earlier and we talked a bit about the industry. And John, with me again. And we're going to talk more about the town itself, John. Yeah. So you actually, look, we're looking, what street are we looking
we're
down here?
We're Main Street here, which you can see is a really wide street.
Yeah, but tell me about this, the plan of Kenmare.
Okay. So Kenmare is a very interesting plan. It goes back to 1664 when William Petty was employed by Cromwell to map Ireland, and part of his pay packet was to inherit this land here. There was no town, but he felt there should be a town between Killarney and Bantry. So he designed a town, and it's a very, very interesting design because it's a triangle. And triangle is a really, really good footprint for a town because it can never be changed. So the format of the town is the exact same as it was in 1664. You have three streets. The street we're looking down here now is Main Street, a big wide street, which there's cars parked on both sides. But back in the day when there was pony and traps, this is where they sold cattle every day. And they came into town. That's why it was a big wide street.
So it's the trading street.
Trading street, okay. Exactly. And then when you go down here and you turn left, then you're up Henry Street, which the shop fronts are really nice. Local marble in some of the front shop fronts up there. And that street was the main shopping street, so it was all shops.
Okay.
And then the other street is Shelburne Street here, which was where the Park Hotel and the Lansdowne borders, and the Garda station, very important. And that is the street which would have been the residential street. So there was very fine houses built on this street. But a very, very interesting plan because it stands the exact same format as it was in 1664.
Okay, so you still have that same shape.
It was a Tuesday.
So listen, we're going to head into town, as it were. We're going to head down the street here, Main Street. Where are we going? Where's our first stop?
So we're going to go down. Kenmare has a whole host of fantastic artisan shops.
Okay? Yeah.
And a whole load of creative shops, from local potters to photographers to artists. But we have actually got an exhibition on in town which is highlighting all the designers in the area.
Okay.
So I think it's a good spot to go because we'll get them all there together.
All right, let's head down that way. All right, we've descended Main Street, John. Where are we?
We are now in the Butter Market, which was the original dance hall in Kenmare.
Oh, yeah?
And then
did you
it
dance
was,
here yourself?
I didn't, unfortunately. Would you not know by the look of me? But anyway, it was closed years ago, and then it opened as a cash and carry. And then they moved out a few years ago, and then it was taken over as an art centre. And they have a whole range of different exhibitions taking place here on an annual basis. And this particular week and month it's running for, I think, is La Cala, which is a celebration of all local designers.
All right, okay.
So it is wonderful because they're all here together, and there's a huge creative base in the town, both on visual arts but also in design and creativity, and that's what this champions, this exhibition here.
Okay, well, we have some of those local artists, as you say, with us. So
Norman McCluskey.
McCluskey here. I'll hand the microphone over to Norman. So,
hi.
Norman, what in this room are you responsible for?
Well, I'm a local photographer. I'm a landscape photographer. So I have a gallery here in Kenmare, which showcases basically the best of the Irish landscape here. But when Adrian approached me with the opportunity to exhibit in this show, I chose to go a little bit different. So I have an exhibition of work that I've done in travel photography in the last year.
I was going to say, that doesn't look like...
No, it's not very Irish looking,
there.
No. So there, it's a body of work that's drawn... There is one Irish piece in there as contrast, but it's a body of work drawn from travels over the last year to Iceland, the American Southwest, and recently to Bolivia. And it was really just a nice opportunity to do something a bit more creative.
It's not just Norman who's with us as well. Who else have we?
Hi, yeah, I'm Adrian.
Adrian, you're responsible for this in front of us, is it?
Yeah, so this is my furniture. I'm a furniture designer and maker here in Kenmare. And I suppose the whole exhibition and gallery is kind of my idea and my beginning, with help from others, obviously. But so we brought this together to showcase the design and the variety of design in Kenmare and the level of design, I suppose.
Yeah, before we talk maybe about your own particular areas of work, tell me a little bit about that, about the, because, you know, when I said I was coming down here, I mentioned on the show, it's a part of the world I wouldn't necessarily know that well, know Killarney well, and I've only ever driven through Kenmare, if I'll be honest with you.
That's shameful.
From Killarney, and I didn't even stop. That's terrible, isn't it? I think I stopped up the road to buy a litre of milk from one of the Healy Rays.
We'll have the checkpoints out now in the future.
But a few people mentioned about the kind of the number of artists and the number of creatives around you. I mean, it's a big part of the local economy, the local culture, is it?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's always been, it's going back to the 70s and 80s, there's been a huge draw for West Cork and Kimmare, I suppose, in that bracket for creators and designers. And it follows true today, like Kimmare is such a hub. There's, I mean, just look around the room here today, there's photographers, there's filmmakers, there's furniture designers, there's illustrators, you know, there's a huge, jewellery makers. So it was kind of the idea of the exhibition or the showcase grew naturally, and call it La Céile, which is together in Irish, kind of brings it all as a whole.
Well, listen, before I let you go, tell me a little bit about your own work here.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm a furniture designer and maker. My father's been here over 40 years. He came from Holland originally. So I've taken over the family business.
That explains the surname.
That's the surname, yeah. It's not a Kerry name, though, yeah. I'm inspired by nature a lot. Just living in Kerry, I suppose you kind of, it's hard not to be inspired by nature. So a lot of my furniture takes inspiration from that. And the other factor in my design is it's very tactile.
Yeah, well, this piece of furniture in the middle here, this chair, it screams out kind of to touch it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it does.
The curves in it are absolutely beautiful. It's kind of a slightly kind of mid-century modern kind
that's
of look
it.
To
that's,
it.
That's the inspiration.
What type of wood is it? It's kind of a cherry
It's a black walnut.
All right,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's Caha Motus is the name of the chair. The Caha Mountains, obviously, from the Bear Peninsula, and Motus is motion or emotion in Latin. So because the stance of the chair gives it kind of a motion or emotion in it. And just on the tactile part, you'll notice that the arms of it, they're shinier than the rest of it. It was all finished in a matte lacquer, but from people sitting on it and rubbing it, it's gotten to a gloss on the arms, on the tops of the arms, which shows to me that the chair works in both ways, that people enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I was going to say, like the kind of the statues in St. Peter's.
That's it.
Or like
yeah.
Molly Malone's boobs up in Dublin.
Absolutely. There you go. You have experience.
It's faded to a different colour. Well, listen, Adrian, we really appreciate the chat.
No problem.
And thanks a million. It's absolutely beautiful stuff. And if anybody is visiting this part of the world, it's a great exhibition to pop into. How long is it going to be on for?
It's on until August 17th.
Okay.
And just on that note, on the 10th of August, we have a talk. Paul Galvin is actually coming down. To talk about his design work with Dunn Stores and his story through GAA, so that might be something for us.
North Kerry man, so. That's big of you to invite him.
Yeah, yeah, just about, yeah.
Well, listen, Adrian, thank you so much again. John Brennan is still with us. So, John, where to next in our little whistle
We'll take
top,
a walk back up
tour.
Henry Street. We haven't gone down Henry Street, and we're going to have a look at some of the local shops in that area, perhaps.
Right, I look forward to it. Let's go. Right, John, so we've made it to Henry Street.
It was actually a long walk, wasn't it?
It was a very long walk. We're bet. So this is the kind of the shopping street, as we described it.
This originally would have been the shopping street, yes.
And what I notice from our kind of walk down Main Street and back up this direction is the amount of on the face of it, certainly they look like privately owned.
Yeah, 100%.
Shops.
Yeah.
Very few chains.
No, there's no chain on this street, I don't believe at all. You have Finnegan's up here in the corner, one of the oldest business families in Kenmare. Then you have Hallisey's. Then you have the White Room. You have the bar there. Oh, it slips me now. And then you have the Purple Heather. You have Foley's here. They have three restaurants here. Then across the road, then you have the Coachman's. You have Maison Gourmet, which is a lovely French brasserie that the couple came to town probably 15 years ago. And next to that, then you have Kenmare Ice Cream, 100% Kenmare. Then you have Nest. And then you have the Quills. And down here onto McSweeney's on the corner, and the bastion of the mall here on the corner here, AIB Bank. Yeah. Very important.
Well, listen, you met, so this French couple, right? They
yes.
came here 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And kind of on a well-trodden path. So
their
a huge amount of people from around the world have made their home
it
here.
It is very, very funny because we've employed many, many people over the years out of college, and an awful lot of them stay. They don't leave. What happened with this particular couple in Maison Gourmet, they came to visit their son who was working in the Park Hotel at the time, loved the place. They came, moved, bought the shop here at the top of Henry Street at the time. They rented a shop, opened up the cafe there, and did very well. He left Kenmare, went back to France, and they were left in Kenmare, and now they've all come back. Their two sons have come back to join them. So they have a great little business over there. But there is a lot of people who've set up business because they've come to work in Kenmare as teenagers.
Yeah, Adrian earlier was saying his dad is Dutch, and you've got this French couple here. And I understand, you know, you go back kind of 60s, 70s, there was a big influx.
Huge, in the 80s.
Yeah, okay.
An awful lot of sites and houses were sold to Dutch people. So today, I would say around about 35% of the local population would be non-Irish.
Yeah.
So you'd have a huge number of Dutch, a huge number of American and French and Germans, but predominantly Dutch, a huge number of Dutch people living locally. So it's an interesting, just so I look across the street here now, you have Alain and Christine's wine shop and card shop. I have absolutely zero reason to buy a bottle of wine in an off license because we have loads of wine ourselves in restaurants. I cannot go into that shop and leave without having buying a bottle of wine, because his knowledge of wine is phenomenal. And that's what you get from owner-led shops. You get an interest that goes beyond the sale. So he builds up a custom base there, which brings back, and that brings back people time and time again.
And listen, we're kind of wrapping things up, but we're here. The reason we're in Kenmare is part of the News Talk summer tour. So I kind of have tried to avoid dwelling on the inclement weather that we've all been enduring this summer. But I did want to ask one final thing about it. Does it impact kind of footfall, trade in the town, a bad summer?
The biggest impact this year was the weather in the spring. People planned their holidays in spring, and the spring was terrible all over the country and actually all over Europe. And the weather we're experiencing this year, every area in the world, particularly in Europe, is having difficulties at the moment with climate.
Yeah.
And we're no different than anyone else. The wet weather doesn't affect us insofar as it's a tourism town and people are here already. But their enjoyment of when they're here is affected, because they're not in Derrynane on the beach, they're not going to down the Barra for the drives. And the town actually on a wet day does much better because everyone stays in town.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
So there's two sides to
every coin. The retailers are looking out, rejoicing at the wet weather. Well, maybe not, but listen, silver lining literally to every cloud. John, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much for visiting. I hope you enjoy it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.